It is October 27th, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. The SEC commissioners had a lot to say yesterday, and say it they did. Among the five commissioners, they issued 15 statements on various decisions before the commission, including outsourcing investment advisors, erroneously awarding compensation, and modernizing mutual fund and ETF disclosures. The list of statements includes statement on proposed amendments regarding service providers' oversight by Chair Gary Gensler, outsourcing fiduciary duty to the commission, statement on proposed outsourcing by investment advisors by Commissioner Hester M. Pierce, in service of the investor, statement on outsourcing by investment advisors by Commissioner Carolyn A. Crenshaw, statement on proposed rule regarding outsourcing by investment advisors by Commissioner Mark T. Iuta, accountability in the evolving asset management industry by Commissioner Jaime Lizarraga, statement on the final rule amendments regarding shareholder reports by Chair Gary Gensler, one good step, more to go, statement on final tailored shareholder reports for mutual funds and exchange-traded funds, fee information in investment company advertisements by Commissioner Hester M. Pierce, simplicity is a goal unto itself, statement on tailored shareholder reports for mutual funds and exchange-traded funds, fee information in investment company advertising by Commissioner Carolyn A. Crenshaw, statement on final rule regarding tailored shareholder reports for mutual funds and exchange-traded funds, fee information in investment company advertisements by Commissioner Mark T. Iuta, modernizing mutual fund and ETF disclosures for investors by Commissioner Jaime Lizarraga, statement on final rules regarding clawback of erroneously awarded compensation by Chair Gary Gensler, erroneously clawbacking, statement at open meeting to consider listing standards for recovery of erroneously awarded compensation by Commissioner Hester M. Pierce, statement on listing standards for recovery of erroneously awarded compensation by Commissioner Carolyn A. Crenshaw, statement on the final rule related to listing standards for recovery of erroneously awarded compensation by Commissioner Mark T. Iuta, statement on listing standards for recovery of erroneously awarded compensation by Commissioner Jaime Lizarraga, and that's the last one. CQG is out with big news today, announcing a deal with Nuts Finance to launch Optio Research to develop institutional cryptocurrency infrastructure and trading solutions. The joint strategic investment funds a new Web3-based innovation lab. ABN AMRO Clearing has hired Robert Pooler as its chief financial officer. Pooler was previously CFO of Ronin until its closing in 2020. Deutsche Börse Cash Market is hosting German Equity Forum 2022. Entrepreneurs meet investors November 28th through the 30th, 2022 at the Steigenberger Airport Hotel Frankfurt. Organized by Deutsche Börse since 1996, the business development event brings together companies and a professional audience of investors and analysts. Last year, 240 issuers presented their latest financial figures and held one-on-one meetings at the German Equity Forum. Take a look at the program. There's a link in today's newsletter. The sixth edition of Global Collateral Management Summit is November 3rd and 4th, 2022 at the Melia Barcelona Sky in Barcelona, Spain, sponsored by Eurex, organized by Conferencia World. The summit will explore the new normal in collateral management. In-person and virtual participation is available. Learn more with the link in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Our Markets Wiki Education Short of the Day is Anthony Pereira, a technical ride through two market crashes. All Anthony Pereira, founder and CEO of Percentile, had wanted to do was build software and write code. That took him to the front lines of two industry crises. He worked for a tech company during the dot-com bubble and a bank during the financial crisis. During the tech bubble, he saw paper millionaires get wiped out when his firm's stock went from $300 to $6. With that came the realization that people can really just get carried away. The fact was again hammered home during the Lehman Brothers bankruptcy when Pereira witnessed banks and other counterparties struggling to figure out their exposure to Lehman. And watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Camping and glamping boom makes ex-money manager a billionaire. Oscar Tang has seen his wealth surge as Americans embrace the outdoors during COVID, and then again as rising travel costs bite. Oscar Tang became a billionaire one campfire at a time. From Maine to Arizona, Florida to California, Tang's fortune surged during the COVID-19 pandemic as Americans reconnected with the great outdoors in an era of social distancing, boosting revenue at his Campgrounds of America. The Billings, Montana-based company, which the China native bought in 1980 when he was still a Wall Street financier, said revenue has continued to grow by double digits this year after surging 46% in 2021. My comment, glamping is where it's at. Camping, but with the comforts of home. Think of it as an RV without the wheels. It has a bright future. Here's another story from Bloomberg. The headline, the city's radical dream is dead. Sunak may mean stability for the finance industry, but does it come at the cost of long-sought reform? Prime Minister Rishi Sunak is being heralded by some in the city as a safe pair of hands due in part to his resume, an MBA from Stanford University, a stint at Goldman Sachs, and some time at the Children's Investment Fund. It also helps that he accurately predicted Liz Truss's fiscal plan would be heartily rejected by investors. But while many finance professionals say they're appreciative of Sunak's moderate tone, editor Catherine Griffith reports that some are worried their dream of a reformed City of London 2.0 is dead. My comment, we're well beyond London 2.0. We might be at London 2.8.786.05.4321. Here's a story, another one from Bloomberg. The headline, Facebook is running partisan ads from, quote, pink slime, unquote, newsrooms. Watchdog says, the news sites backed by partisan donors are spending millions of dollars on the ads in battleground states, NewsGuard found. Facebook and Instagram are running millions of dollars in ads from so-called pink slime newsrooms, partisan organizations masquerading as local media outlets in battleground states heading into midterm elections, according to a report Thursday from NewsGuard, the media watchdog group which rates the credibility of news outlets, said that both left- and right-leaning organizations are relying on the tactic, spending a total of about $3.94 million on Facebook and Instagram ads so far in 2022. The ads, which are able to reach highly specific audiences using proprietary tools, have been featured on Facebook and Instagram feeds more than 115 million times, NewsGuard found. My comment, when some speak of fake news, here is a good example. Partisan organizations trying to use the legitimacy of regular news media to get their message out. Here's a story from Political Pro. CFTC's Goldsmith Romero warns Wall Street of crypto market dangers. CFTC Commissioner Christy Goldsmith-Romero on Wednesday warned traditional financial institutions to tread carefully before investing in crypto. The volatile asset class could soon become a major systemic risk, she said. Cryptocurrencies have not served as a hedge or to diversify traditional investment exposures, Goldsmith said in prepared remarks to a crypto conference hosted by the International Swaps and Derivatives Association in New York. Instead, those investments could unexpectedly amplify risk, heightening financial stability concerns. My comment: we have a very active group of CFTC commissioners, and Goldsmith-Romero is one of the most active in listening to the industry and market participants and sharing her views. It is refreshing. Here are the top three stories from Wednesday's JLN. Our top story Wednesday was U.S. commodities chief thinks most cryptocurrencies are securities from Quartz. Second was, is the era of the traditional FCM model coming to an end, from Joe Rea for JLN, which was our top story Tuesday. Third was, betting on elections could return to U.S. in time for midterms, if regulators approve, from the Wall Street Journal, about Kalshi, which was also our Markets Wiki page of the day on Tuesday. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first is from the Wall Street Journal. U.S. exchange stocks lag behind German rival. Deutsche Börse shares have generated almost 15% total return this year. Surging interest rates are benefiting German exchange-operated Deutsche Börse AG by boosting demand for derivatives tied to borrowing costs and making some of its post-trade services more lucrative. Deutsche Börse's stock has beaten regional and U.S. competitors this year, generating a total return, including dividends, of almost 15%. The rise puts it among continental Europe's best-performing large stocks. It compares with declines of more than 13% for Nasdaq Inc. and more than 30% for the New York Stock Exchange owner Intercontinental Exchange Inc. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. Once-in-a-generation wealth boom ends for America's middle class. The American middle class is facing the biggest hit to its wealth in a generation going into the midterm election, although it is also entering the vote richer than it has ever been thanks to a decade of cheap money and the wealth boom it fed. That's the conclusion of a Bloomberg News examination that paired new wealth data with an exclusive Harris poll of attitudes of the 100 million adults who sit at the core of the U.S. economy and its politics ahead of the U.S. election. And here's another story, this one also from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, accounting errors to cost executives their bonuses under SEC rule. Commissioners voted to approve requirements that companies claw back incentive pay. Regulators will make public companies take back executives' incentive pay if they find significant errors in financial statements, aiming to improve corporate accountability at a time of rising shareholder discontent over pay practices. The Securities and Exchange Commission voted 3-2 Wednesday to complete the so-called clawback rule, with all Democrats approving and Republicans dissenting. Required by the 2010 Dodd-Frank Act to discourage fraud and accounting mischief, the rule's implementation has been delayed for years. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast. And if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.